WHDD presents Susan Says.
Where to start? It's all bad news so far this week. On a micro level, I went to see a movie I knew would be bad, but I had hopes. Nope, it was worse. Poms, as in pom-poms. You know, those things cheerleaders use, only these are old ladies at a retirement village doing it under Diane Keaton's hysterical, in an aggravating, goofy, not funny way. This movie was bad. In every possible way, condescending, humiliating towards boomers. Bad writing, worse direction, and the worst score as well, totally predictable. I wowed my friend a few beats ahead of each turn. Yeah, that obvious. And obviously made because Diane Keaton wanted to show her really skinny legs and mugging to the point of, oh, hell. No, it's bad enough baby boomers don't get any programming, but when they do, and it sucks. Well, as a former TV writer and baby boomer who tried for years to deal with age-appropriate stories, this pissed me off. Shame, shame, shame. If you want a good movie, rent Book Club, which was great fun and realistic and not demeaning, though she was still in it, but not as bad mugging. This week will go down in history as one of the worst of deranged Donnie's term. Alabama, well, surprised? No. Alabama passed such a strict anti-abortion bill that even Pat Robertson complained. Yeah, no exceptions. So those deliverance types who live there and marry and have incest with their own kids will be having a total go-ahead card. And doctors who try and save women will get 99 years. Yeah. Now we're about to go to war with Iran. Wag the dog time. I've been saying this for months. Deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish never my president will do anything to distract from his legal woes. His son's going to testify, though he and Lindsey, what the hell do they have on him, Graham, told him not to answer the subpoena. Yeah, they're telling him to break the law. They're fighting all investigations, trying to drag them out until after the election. The only good news is that Trump's hotels are all taking a hit. Who would stay anywhere he owns? But now for the worst of the bad. Harvard's so-called humor magazine put Anne Frank's head on a voluptuous bikini bathing suit for a ha-ha funny story. Really? Until people protested, then they took it down. Really? Any Jewish person, alum or non-Jew with a conscience who went to Harvard must stop giving any money ever. This is beyond disgusting. Yeah.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.